The North Dakota Game and Fish Department is encouraging anglers to keep fish caught in depths over 25 feet instead of practicing catch and release. Scott Gangle is Fisheries Management Section Leader.
Fish that are caught from deeper water, as you bring them up, you know, it's just kind of like when a diver gets the bends, you know, the change in air pressure from deep water up to the surface can really affect those fish. And some fish will survive, but some fish won't, and anglers just need to be aware of that.
Gangle says the change in pressure will cause a fish's swim bladder to expand.
When you try to release a fish caught from deep water, they have a hard time, you know, gaining their balance or swimming away because their swim bladder expands so much that they just kind of float there and they can't control it.
Gangle said it's especially true this time of year in Lake Sakakawea. He says anglers should keep what they catch in the deeper water and stop fishing once they reach their limit.
Or if you catch smaller fish, you might consider keeping a fish that you normally would think was too small to keep, but it's probably going to die anyway, and just to be aware of that.
Gangle says if the anglers want to keep practicing catch and release, they should move to shallower waters. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.